The dual immersion language program, while fairly new to the district, has now expanded to each elementary school. Students learn core subjects in either Spanish or French. While there's conclusive data that shows students still do well in core subjects like math and language arts while being taught in the second language, the findings are only now being tested in this school district. Park City School Board member Michael Boyle says the Spanish proficiency levels of third and fourth graders at Parley's Park are very impressive.
We have some third graders and fourth graders at Parley's because that's the longest running program where we actually have third graders in the program that are testing like a junior would in their third year or second year or third year of language.
The other component the district looks closely at is how students perform in other subjects taught in the target language.
They are at grade level proficient in all their other subjects as well. That was something we wanted to pay a lot of attention to. We were really looking at and will be with the other three schools as the grades move up. And that is dual immersion is this language addition that the kids have to do. Is it a distraction? Does it take away from their learning in the other areas? And we're finding that it does not.
Boyle says if sometimes the dual immersion students do fall slightly short of their peers who aren't in dual immersion, there's a reason for that.
So it's a, let's say, a greater hurdle to in early on. Later it'll be much better. It'll be easier. But in the first few grades, they're learning another language in an immersive style on top of everything else they're learning, and they're learning that content in that second language. So we believe we're right on track.
The big challenge now for the district, says Boyle, is figuring out how dual immersion learners will go forward into middle school and beyond with language studies.
The second language that in dual immersion will be in world civilizations and in what we're calling Spanish dual language immersion honors, which is a literature and language arts course. That's the plan right now. Going forward, 7 through 12, we spent a lot of time discussing that, and we have a committee that is spending just a ton of time on figuring out what we're going to be doing going forward. And that's not totally locked in yet.
That's Park City School Board member Michael Boyle. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.